When Daf Chav Tes Amid Aleph, we had a Bereisim. The Bereisim said as follows: Oichul Chomet Shal Hegdish B'Moyit. The person ate Chomet Shal Hegdish in Yontif is Mal V'Yesh Oimrim Loi Mal. So now we're going to have different Mahalchim to explain what the Machlokes Tanoim is. Is around 5 lines from the bottom. Rav Yosef Omar bepoidim es hakadoshim lachilon leklovim kemiflugi. The machlokes is if one can be poide es hakadoshim lachilon leklovim. There's a din pidyon not to eat lachilon leklovim. Man da Omar moal kasova poidim es hakadoshim lachilon leklovim. Man da Omar loy moal kasova ein poidim. He holds ein poidin. Sagt Rashi. Rav Yosef Omar, so Rav Yosef wants to explain the machlokes tanoim as follows. I have a sphere lahanach tanoi ke Rav Shimon. If these tanoim would hold like Rav Shimon, the Omar, teich zmanai osa bano, Rav Shimon holds teich zmanai is osa bano, the kulal memoide, the potom. So then everyone would be made that is no din me'ila. Hoyil v'hashte me'ilei chozi v'lav m'meinu. This svar of geirim l'momin, which Rashi had mentioned before, since after Pesach, it is worth money to Hegdish. Hegdish is a potential market after Pesach, so that alone could create a chiyuv mila in Pesach. So now Rashi says Rabbi Yosef does not hold of this svar. Ein lehegdish ela mekaymei v'shatoi. So you look now. Now, since it's, if they would hold like Rav Shimon, and Rav Shimon holds that chometz is also bahano b'seich ha-pesach, so a yid wouldn't be toide the chometz because it's also bahano. So memeila, then according to everyone, there wouldn't be a din mila. Vashtem yelechazi v'lava meinu. Vahav agav desayif aigayim hulamam lacha pesach. It's gonish mit gonish. So that's what Rabbi Yosef was machadish. Rabbi Yosef was machadish. It doesn't matter that what it's worth moment to hegdish after pesach. That does not give it a din shavius in pesach. So there wouldn't be a din mila. So in order that there should be a din mila, hegdish has to be able to have the derived benefit, to have a monetary schus in this chometz in Pesach. El alibe de Rabbi Yosi aglili pliki. These tanoim are chaylik according to Rabbi Yosi aglili. The omar teich zmani nam yishori bano. Rabbi Yosi aglili holds that teich zmani is muta bano. Obapaydim kodoshim lachilam leklovim kemivlegi. And the machlokes is b'paidim kadosh machin leklovim kemiflegi. Man the omar moal, the man the omar that says moal sover the roi hoye ba'isay shal liftais lachilas klovim. That in Pesach alone, the chometz is a shavius to hegdish because a person could be paided lachilas klovim, and it's mutabano ubardomimu. So in Meile, it has a shavius to Hegdish. So if a person goes and eats it, so he's geizel min a Hegdish. So there's a chi of Meile. Ay, he's chayiv koris al tzchomitz, the Rav Nachum Yelesla. He doesn't hold that there's a din of kimle b'daravim min a, that koris can pass it from tashlum. Oman da oma loy mo'al. And the tanda that says loy mo'al, sova ain't poidim. That you cannot be poidim kochim lachilas klovim. So Memela, so there's no business in Pesach. Who's going to be paid this chometz? There's no use for it in Pesach. It's hilkach lechazi. So therefore, it's worthless in Pesach. So if it's worthless in Pesach, so according to that, therefore the Yeshayimrim hold that leimol, he went and ate something that belongs to Hegdish that has no monetary value. Ein lehegdish ela mekayme b'shata. Now this shaila, if you could be paid the kochim, not for your own achila, na lachilas laklovim, but plukta da tanoi hi bitmura. Machlokes tanoi. The pasuk says, Tizbach v'achalta boso. So the Gemara darshens Tizbach by Psulei. This is speaking about Psulei Hamakdoshim. So the Gemara darshens Tizbach. You have a hetes viche v'loy gize. But you're not the shem Psulei Hamakdoshim. The gize is also not allowed to share to take off the wool. That's also. Has it in Kodesh. Boso, v'loy cholov. You're allowed to eat the boso, but the cholov you're not allowed to have. V'achalto, v'loy leklovim. There's only mutter v'achilas odom, not v'achilas klovim. Mikan, shem poidim. So there's a din of ein poidim. V'ike de dorish. There's another man, the yoma, that tarshens tizbach v'achalto. Ein lechobah en heter achila, elo la'achel zviche, limutei gizo v'cholov. But this year, that's when the Tizbach Vachalto, you're my mayat kiza vacholov, and there's no new meat from Vachalta. So there's a machlekes tanoim. If one can be paid the kachim lachilim laklovim, so memele, so that, if there's a din meile and chomet bepesach, is tolik. Chomet shalagdish bepesach is tolik. If you'll pay them as a kachim lachilim laklovim, so the hegdish is open in Pesach. It sells the chametz lachilim leklovim. So memele. So there's a shavius. So there's a din mila. If yodain poidim sakotchim lachilim leklovim. So the store is shut. So it doesn't have any shavius in Pesach. So mel there's no din mila. Rav ache barove tonelo lohosh maite mishmeid Rav Yosef baholish. He said over a different pshat b'shem Rav Yosef what the machlokes tanoim is differently. The kuli alma ain't poidin es hakadoshim lachilam leklovim. Everyone holds ain't poidin es hakadoshim. V'hoches amemele. So he can't be poidin kachim. So then it does. So in Pesach, Pesden doesn't have any chusei moment in it. So what is the machlokes? Yeah, that's the machlokes tanoim. But since Pesden has a potential value in this chometz, Pesden will wait till, but not Kev Hegdish will wait till after Pesach. So memela, then it's muta bachilas, muta bahano. So memela, so this is a potential money maker for Hegdish. So if you hold dava goyrim lamomen kimomen domi, since I can derive money from it later, so it's considered like now also it has a shame moment by me. So my mail will be a din mila. If I hold dava goyrim lamomen lav kimomen domi, there won't be a din mila. That's the Gemara says. Vachabokim ivlagi, bidava goyrim lamomen kimomen domi. Man da omar moal kasava dava hagoyrim lamomen kimomen domi. Both tanoim hold ein poidin. Va'alibe de Rab Shimon hu de pligi. And the machlokes is according to Rab Shimon. The shori leila achar Pesach af lachilas Yisrael. Rab Shimon holds that chomet shavala Pesach is muta af lachilas Yisrael. There was no bar yiroh, no knas. Bahopligi, man do mamol sova afo gavda hashte loichazi hoyel lekame goyrim lamomenu. But since after Pesach it will have a value for hegdish iskemomen domim, so it's considered that this person was goyzel momen from hegdish. And the tanda that says loimol holds that. The Tanda that says Leimoal holds that Lav Kemomen Domi, so doesn't have any Shavius by Hegdish, doesn't have any Shavius by Hegdish and Meila, so there's no Musig of Gzela and Meila. That's another Malach. Rav Acher Bar Yaakov Omar. Now the whole reason the Gemara had brought down this Machlekes Tanoim Oichel Hegdish Chomet Shal Hegdish B'moyed is because of Rav Acher Bar Yaakov Zekimte. The Gemara is going to prove from this Zekimte that Rav Acher Bar Yaakov was Chayzer from Hishtik Teir and Rav Yehuda. But let us first see what the memory of Rav Acher Bar Yaakov is. Rav Acher Bar Yaakov Omer. Dekulei alme dover hagoyrem lemomin kemomin domi. Everyone holds dover hagoyrem lemomin is kemomin domi. V'hocha בפלוקת דרב יהודה ורב שמעון כמפלגי. המחלוקת is it a dova hagoyrim lamomet? And the machlokes is totally if we hold like Rabbi Yehuda. If we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, chometz she'over over Pesach is also b'achila banos. So it's not a goyrim lamomet. According to Rabbi Yehuda, after Pesach, Egdish can also not sell this chometz. According to Rabbi Shimon, after Pesach, Egdish could sell the chometz. Och, wir plukten Rabbi Yehuda und Rabbi Shimon kamiflagi. Man domal loimoal. The Tanya that says loimoal ki Rabbi Yehuda. So chometz is valueless to gavoyam. The Hegdish can never get any money from it. It's also b'hano. Who's gonna buy it? Man di omal moal ki Rabbi Shimon. The one that was most was Rabbi Shimon, because since after Pesach, it is mutar b'hano, and Bezdin can sell it to a yid after Pesach, so it's called a goyim l'momen. So memela and dova hagoyim l'momen k'momen dom. Frekte gemore or Rav Ache bar Yaakov hu da oma. The Rav Yehuda yalef sa'er dachila miser deriye. We learned yesterday that Rav Ache bar Yaakov said that afilo according to Rav Yehuda, the Yehuda holds that chometz is also lachas manoim. That is only chomet shaloi, but chomet shalakum, chomet shal gavoya, just like there's no bar yiro on that chomet, there's no iser achilan ano on that chomet. So memeil is doch apela, how could Rav Acha bar Yaakov say that it is not considered a dov ha-goyrim l'momen, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it sure is a goyrim l'momen, because chomet that belonged to Hegdish, in Pesach, is after, so there's no bar yiro on this chomet. Kesholcho yatare vatare shalchem v'shal gavoy. So there's no bar yiro on this chomet. So it was never chal on this chomet and nisar hano. Hot is doch hashavi. Ravacha ba Yaakov odomet Rav Yehuda yalev seir dachila miseir deriye. So memele, so after Pesach, this chomet, that was Boshus Gavoya, the whole Pesach, is Mutter Ba'achile and Ba'ano after Pesach. So it is Adova HaGoyrim L'momen. So how could Rav Acha bar Yaakov say, according to Rav Yehuda, you're Loimor, because it's not Adova HaGoyrim L'momen, it is a Goyrim L'momen. Elohodar Bey Rav Acha bar Yaakov Me'ahi. So Tzarai the Rav Acha bar Yaakov was Chayzer. And he holds, according to Rav Yehuda, Chometz over all of our Pesach, is also Bahano, even though there was no Bar Yero on the Chometz. Zogt Rashi. Ochi Garcine. Rav Acha bar Yaakov omer de kula alme kemomen domi. Everyone holds Dova Gem Lomomen kemomen domi. Man da oma leimol. The Tana that says leimol, ke Rabbi Yehuda. The oma, af la acher a Pesach also Bahano. It's also Bahano after Pesach. Koshkin be Pesach Atzmai. Hilkach, lav momen ike. So there was no momen. The Li Yisroel loy chozi. Because it's not chozi for a yit. A yit has nothing what to do with it. The lav goyrim le momen ike. It is not a goyrim le momen to gavoya. Sheim yivde, because if a yit will be paided, lo yehene mimenu. He won't derive benefit from it. So what this lashon of Rashi, l'davoni, I don't understand, because l'chayre, Rashi says as follows. Rashi says it's not considered a goyrim l'momen. L'chayre we're speaking about, is it considered momen to gavoya? So if Gavoya could eventually sell it in Pesach, or even not in Pesach, they can sell it after Pesach, so it's considered a Goyrim Lamom. If after Pesach they also can't sell it, so it's considered worthless to Gavoya. So L'chayre, Rashi should have said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not called a Goyrim Lamom, because a Yid won't be paid it after Pesach. Why won't he be paid it? Because it's also Bahano, so why should he be paid it? That's a Memela, so since a Yid won't be paid it, so it's worthless to Gavoya. Rashi says, V'lav goyrem l'momen ikir is not considered a goyrem l'momen, she'im yifte lo yehenem imenu. If he'll be paid it, he won't have enough for it. That's, if he'll be paid it, won't me give him goods, was gate more if he will have enough, he won't have enough. Alamai, he would be paid it. L'cher not about is she'im yifte lo yehenem imenu. It's not called a goyrem l'momen because since he can't have enough from it, he won't be paid it. Not shim yivta le'yenem imenu. So I don't understand what Rashi is saying. Ulenochi lo'im is dabe. Now Rashi asks anu kashe. So Rashi asks, and we'll see Tosfos holds the same thing, which Bemisin is a amoyre de kechidish. Rashi asks anu kashe. L'chayre, it should be considered worth money to hegdish, because Hegdish could sell it to a goy. What does that mean? Even though Chometz is also Bahano, in Pesach, noch Pesach, but Hegdish is not a Yid. Hegdish, the whole Iser Ano of Chometz is only applicable to Yidin. Yidin are not allowed to have Hano from Chometz. Of a Hegdish, the Rishus Gavoya, Rishus Gavoya is allowed to have Hano. So Memela, so Rashi just found a new customer. Rashi found a new customer for Gavoy. Ain't a Hanami, it's also Bahano, but tell it a Goy. So Rashi says, this was given Givaldi, but there's a different problem. Ulenochi loim is Davin, Hegdish cannot sell it to a Goy. Then Poydim is Hakdoshim Lachilu Leklovim, because you're not allowed to sell it a Goy, because an Achilas Akum is equivalent to Achilas Klovim. So Memele, so therefore it's worthless to Gavoyah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Gavoyah has no monetary schusim in the Chometz, so Memel does no din mila. Uman di Omar Moal, the one who says that the Iza din mila, ha'oichel Chometz shel Hegdish b'moyed Moal, Yodak Abshimen, doma royhu la'achar ha'Pesach, it's roy la'achar ha'Pesach, afli Yisrael, So the Gemara asks, so Saraya Hoda Be Ravacha Bayake, because if he didn't have Charotim, so why does he say, according to Rav Yehuda, it's not a Geirim Lamomim? He said that you learn out Sayer Dachila Miser Deriye Bishel Hegdish Av Be Pesach Motel. So according to him, afilu bepesach chometz is muta. V'hocha omal Rabbi Yehuda loimol. And here Rabbi Yehuda, here he said according to Rabbi Yehuda loimol. L'davoini, I don't understand this Rashi either. Rashi says, now l'chayre, according to the flow of the Gemara, Rashi should have said as follows. We said according to Rabbi Shimon, it's, there's a din me'ila, because since after Pesach, it's mutter. So, Shimon holds chomet shovel of Pesach, ain't no iva olav beloi klum. So, mamela, it's a goyim lamomen. And everyone holds goyim lamomen, kemomen dami. If Rabbi Yehuda would be yalif, sa'er, tachila, miser, deriye. So, according to him, since this was in Pesach, chomet shal hegdish, there's no bar on this chomet. So a chomet shalagdish is no bar yero. So memela, so it's muta b'achila after Pesach. So memela, it's also called a goyrim l'momen. That's l'chayre what Rashi should have said. Now Rashi says af b'Pesach muta. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it would be muta in Pesach also. V'hocha omer Rabbi Yehuda leimol. So l'chayre Rashi wants to say amir de kechidish. That means according to Rabbi Yehuda, if Rav Acha ben Yaakov would not be chayzer, so Rabbi Yehuda is even better than Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon, we have to say it's worth money to hegdish, because after Pesach hegdish can sell it. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's worth money to hegdish because af be Pesach mutter, because Pesach it's also mutter, because since there's no bal yeroe and chomet shel gavoya, so memele, so it's mutter chveis b'achila b'ano also in Pesach, so it has a value in Pesach gufe. So Chayre Rashi means to say that it's mamish shove momen to gavoya. according to Rabbi Yehuda, if Rav Acha by Yaakov wouldn't be chayza. But that's very, very shver, because afilo we will say that a person is permitted to eat chomet shel hegdish, but we're clearing here a shayla that it should have a shavius to gavoya. Now the shavius to gavoya is, the shavius to gavoya is if gavoya could sell it. That is the shavius to gavoya. In the minute gavoya sells it, so it's also bachil and also bano. In Pesach, l'chayre hegdish doesn't have any business. Afilu chomet shel hegdish. Afilu chomet shel hegdish is muta bachil. That's kolzman it shel hegdish. So it's muta bachil. Besides the hegdish the keisa, the way Tosfos says moir and afraftesa medalof. And there wouldn't be a chomet the keisa. But the din over here is not if one is permitted to eat chomet shel hegdish in Pesach. But in Pesach, Hegdish is out of business. Hegdish can't sell the chametz in Pesach, because the minute Hegdish sells it, so then it'll become also Bahachila and Bahanoah, because then it's chametz shel Yisrael. So l'chayre, the only maila of Rabbi Yehuda is that after Pesach it's mutter. Unless Rashi held, and there's a psagram horevitz and afchavtes amad aleph, that seems to say, according to Shitas Rashi, that Chomet Shal Akum, which is Mutter, according to Rav Acha by Yaakov, does not mean that while I'm eating it, it belongs to a goy. It means if in the beginning of Pesach it belonged to a goy, so then, even though I bought it from him, it's also Mutter Ba'achila Banor. That's what it would seem from the Gram Horebitz. If that would be true, so then Rashi is Meiridik. So then Rashi is saying, a Meiridik is Ach. That chomet shel hegdish, afilu in Pesach, hegdish can do business with it. If in the beginning of Pesach it was chomet shel hegdish, so this chomet is no more also b'achila bano, so then hegdish could sell it in Pesach. So then it's shove a moment to hegdish, not als goyim le moment, it's shove a moment to hegdish because it's moment mamish. Hegdish could sell it in Pesach. Maybe that would be pshat and Rashi. It's unclear what the Gam Horovitz says on Daf Chavtes and Medal, but it does seem to say such a svara. Zog the Gemara weiter. Rav Ashi yomar de kulei alme ein poidim. Everyone holds ein poidim. Bedovo agoyrim lemomen lav kemomen domi. So you can't be poidim lachil leklovim. The dova agayim lemomen lav kemomen domi. What will be after Pesach does not give it a teiris moment now. For hoche bepluted Rabbi Yosef glili berabonon kemiflagi. Man da omar moal ke Rabbi Yosef. According to Rabbi Yosef that chometz is muta bahano. So hegdish has a shavius in the chometz. Because a person could be poided. He could have an offer from it. Man da omar loy moal ke rabonon. Because it's also banos, so no one will be paid it, because he can't derive any benefit from it. Let us see Rashi. Hochi gasina, Rav Ashi yomer de kul alma ein paid it. Vidova hagoyrim lemomen lav kemomen domi. So memela, you can't be paid el chila leklovim, and adova gomom lav kemomen domi. Kloyme de kul alma lenochi loyme zavnina leve pesach. That means like this. If you would hold poidin, so you could sell it to a goy. Then if a letosa bano was gave miron, hegdish could sell it to a goy, and hegdish has a booming business. Now everyone holds ain't poidin. So memeila lenochi loy mizavnina loy bepesach. Mishum delacha pesach techozili Yisrael. That what has a potential value for after pesach loy mechayvi loy. The dova goyim lemomen lav kemomen dom. So why is there a din meila? Bezin can't sell it to a goy. That what it's worth money for Bezin, for the Hegdish can't sell it to a goy. That what it's worth money to Hegdish for after Pesach, dova goy mamma lav kemam and domi. Vahoche taime de meila, mishum de sovelok abyesi aglili. The oma afteirs mana imuta bano. According to abyesi aglili, chomets teirs mana is muta bano, hilkach, Chozi lemifrike, so he can go and be poided, ulahasikoi tachas tavshiloi. So we see here from Rashi, and Taisus will elaborate a little more, that even though we hold in Poydin es HaKadoshim Lachilon Leklovim, that's Lachilon Leklovim, but to use it as fuel, this is Mutter. So Memele, so we have now a booming business for Hegdish in Pesach. That Hegdish puts up a sign, Chalamoit, we have very cheap fuel. They're selling, they have an abundance of chalas, and they'll sell that for fuel. And according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, chometz is muta bahano. So memele, so people were able to go to Hegdish and buy these chalas for fuel in chalamoit. So memele, it has a shabbos to Hegdish. So memele is a din mila. Uman di oma loimol, the tana that says loimol kerabonon. The omri chometz bepesach osa bahano. The chometz pesach is also bano. So why would a yid be paid to the chometz? What does he have to do with the chometz? It's worthless. Ve'i mishum demotzi lishuhu yei la'achaz man kerab shimin. I fact the chashi of what's called worth money to Hegdish, because they can hold it for after Pesach. Aba hashtem yei la'av momen. We hold over ha'goyrim la'momen. La'av ke momen domi. So ma'mele, that's why he holds, according to the Chachamim, according to Rab Shimon, there is no din me'ila. Because it is worthless to Gavoya. These are the akimtes, how to explain the machloikes tanoim. Let us see Taisvis. Ein paidim es hakadosha. Hiksha harach. The beperik beis the b'chayres mashme. The loy pligi elahecha shekodam hegdeshon lemuma. The Gemara weist the chayis that the whole machleike, Rashi bura machleike is tanoim. So Taisa says, this machleike is tanoim. If paidin es akadoshim lachilu leklovim is only if it had a kedushas haguf, and then it got a mum, so it became a kedushas haguf, and then it became a kedushas domim, so there the halacha is, ein paidin es akadosh. The leipligi alahecha shekodam hegdeshan lemuma. It originated with akdushas aguf, and which later became akdushas domin. So then there's a mandioma that says ein paidin. Avol kodam mumon lehegdeshan. If you had a behemoth that was a balas mum, and then it was magdish this behemoth. So this behemoth never had akdushas aguf. The only had akdushas domin is hoyel umei oilam. Like kitchei kedushas aguf kulam amoidim de paidim. So memele. So if a person was magdish a loaf of bread, this zicha only had a kedushas domim. We're speaking about chometz over here. So this zicha had a kedushas domim. So if there's a kedushas domim, so everyone holds paidim as hakdoshim lachilum laklovim. So Bezoi, so how could the Gemara say that's the machloikis, that the man yoma that says loimol he holds ain't paidin as hakadoshim lachilu laklovim? V'ochi mashm with the pligi afilu b'kdushas domen. That's the Isviskash. V'tiretzri the hochi koma ain't paidin midarabon. That means mina toiretake mikaradin yalata be paidin to be machal laklovim since it never had a kdushas aguf. In the Rabbonin, you're not allowed. Ve'ein litmoya, oto mishum shosho de Rabbonon nafkiya me'ile d'yereise. We learned the word shosho, because I don't understand too well. But l'chayra taisis means to say that since only mid the Rabbonon ain't paidin, but mina toire, theoretically you could be paidin, since it's only akdushas domim, so l'chayra theoretically hotachad l'chasham yis. Is nafkiya mi'ila d'yereise. So we say there's no din mi'ila since the Rabbonon said you're not allowed, you can't be paid l'achil and l'klov. And for Taisus, the kiven the omru Rabbonon ain't paid in l'shav emidi. That means value is dependent on demand. So if mid Rabbonon you're not allowed to be paid l'achil and l'klov. So there's no demand. So there's no demand at all for it. If there's no demand, so memela, there's no din mila. So, loy shavi midi, it's not worth anything. We once had a machlokes harishonim in this, if Yisurei Anod, the Rabbonon, is called Shava Pruta. But here, Vakir Tosis is saying, even though it's not also Bahanola Hegdish, about Kaponim, if Hegdish cannot get any money for this Chomet, so it's called, it's Loi Shava Midi. So my mail does not in Mila. So that is Tosis Teretz. Tosis Teretz is that that midarabonon we have here a machloikis if paidim or ain't paidim. Period. Vahoda omar batahuvis. Now this is a different kash. Nisarvu b'sher shenevda b'yaveira b'kloyim u'treifim. Now this Gemara is speaking about that something frustrating occurred. You had a lot of behemis kabonis. And they were aimed to be nikra for kabonis. And then it became this arev, and these behemis, one be asher treife. Asher treife, which is impossible to find out. We know it was treife, but now we can't be mevara, which one is the treife. It seems after shchit we also can't be mevara. Well, we know one of them is treife. So now we have a tremendous problem. We can't be makrev any of these behemoths, because maybe this one is the treife. So we have here, let us be megashim din. Let's say we had 100 behemoths, which are 100 shlomim. Now, one shayer came into this stad, and now we have 101 behemoths, 100 are shlomim, and one is a treife. But I can't be makrev any of the behemoths now, because on each behemoth I have a suffix, maybe this is the treife. So, the Gemara, what do you do? Yiru achi yistoavu. So, first of all, we'll make sure that all of them become balimumim. Now, all of them are balimumim. V'yimachu, and then we'll sell all these behemoths. We'll get aces the value of the 100 behemoths. And then, with that money, we'll buy again 100 different behemoths. And there will be makim them shlomim. Period. Now, so Tosis asks, in this case of Treife, we have here 101 behemoths, and we don't know which one is the Treife, so we can't be makrib any of them. Fine. So we're paid the all of them. Now, Frek Tosis, now, when you're going to be paid the these behemoths, personally give $100 for this behemoth. Now, if he pays for the behemoth, we'll tell them like this. Now, if this was Kaidish, so now it's Chulin, you were paid it, Shula Mekdoshim, you were paid it, now you can eat it. But we tell them, listen, maybe it's a Treife. It could be this one is the Treife. So Lamaisa, he won't be able to eat it. So if he won't be able to eat it, so the whole Din Pidyon will only be Lachilon Leklovim. That means when Bezin put up these hundred behemoths. We have 101 behemoths. Bezin puts up 101 behemoths on the market. There's a sign. The sign says they should only be given to klavim because one of them is a suffix treife. So now Tosis has a problem. So nachmal. It says in the Mishnah Nisavu. It says the Eitze is that these behemoths are roya till they become balei mumim. V'yimachu, and then Hegdish sells them. If Hegdish is going to sell these behemoths, al kolchoch yachal leklovim, you can only give these behemoths for dog food. Till the Yisrael treif asurelei. So Lechaire, the Gemara should have been mefalpul, and this Mishnah, who is it going according to? If you hold Paidim Esakotchim Lachilim Leklovim, no. So Memele, Pasvi Yemochu. But what if you hold Ein Paidim Esakotchim Lachilim Leklovim? And here we're talking about a Daraisa Dika Ein Paidim, because it's talking about first of the Kedusha Saguf, and then it became a Balas Mu. Zaktais was no. In that case, there's no problem. Osi Shaper, Afilu Laman the Yoma ain't paid. Afilu, according to the Tanda that holds ain't paid in, there's also no problem. The Horda ain't paid in. Hainu Heiche, the Loichazu La Achila. Now, Taisa says, Amuyim de Kechidish. that the whole halacha of Ein Poydin means that if the only one that is able to eat it is a kelet, so then there's a din of Ein Poydin lachim l'klov. But if it is chazi lachilas adam, so then that falls into the category of achalta. What I'll do to myself, I'll give it to my kelev, gave me garnished on. If it's chazu lachilas adam, you'll have to give it a kelev also. So tachtais is aval hoche chazu la adam. Here, the kachim be'emes is chazu la adam. Im hayu nikar. I don't know which one is the treife. That means, lemaise, we tell them, I wouldn't advise you to eat it. Maybe we use a little blunter lashon. You're not allowed to eat it because it's a sofik treife. But that's only a din anhoge. But lemaise, the hegdish alone, im hoyu nikarim, the behemah. If this is the behemah shal hegdish, and I would know that this is not the treife. So beemitzin, there's a din pidyin lachila sodom. So that what bepoyel, he'll have to give it a kelev that is not considered poydin as a kadoshim lachin l'klov. Because Tyson brings a ray. Do Rabbi Kiva shori bepchayres lezamein nochi al habchayot. The loche is that all korbonis that become balimumim, you have to be poydin. Besides habchayot. Habchayot that's a balimum, you don't have to be paid it, you eat it. Rabbi Kiva held, not only, you don't need a kohen, a Yisrael can eat it. Rabbi Kiva says, a guy can also eat it. So you can eat a b'chayr. You can eat a b'chayr. You can give a guy a b'chayr to eat, man. You can give a guy a b'chayr to eat. Ubezvachim bepeirek tvul yoim muchach, Rabbi Kiva oyser b'chayr treifer barmum lahachil leklov. Rabbi Kiva asserted, a b'chayr treifa that was a barmum lahachil leklov. Shafilu ha'oir osor kshenim tzor treifa koidem hefsh. Not even allowed to use the oir. So l'chayre vishtimt these two memories of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva in Perek Tvul Yoim says, he was not talking about pidyon, talking about, are you allowed to be machal a goy? So the Gemara says in Perek Tvul Yoim that a b'chayr treifer balmum, you're not allowed to be machal takelev. Not allowed to be machal takelev. So he holds that you're not allowed to be machal takelev. Who wouldn't a goy? And Rabbi Kiva in b'chayr says you're allowed to be mezamen anochi al b'chayr. You're allowed to give it to a goy. So how do the two things stem? So you know how it stems? It stems as follows. Because the Gemara in Pchayres is speaking about it's not a treife. So it's Roy Lachilas Odom. If it's Roy Lachilas Odom, then he can do whatever he wants with it. Then he can give it to Akela. The Gemara in Tvul Yaim is speaking about it. It's a treife. So it's not Roy Lachilas Odom. Then there's a din you're not allowed to give it to Akela. Veheche deshori li Yisrael iskish letzviv l'ayol. As long as it's mutter Lachilas Yisrael, then he can do whatever he wants with it. It's a hekish l'tzvi v'ayol. Ein poydin. Now, the Gemara said that we have here a machlokes tanoim, if there's a din milo, if there's not a din milo. So Rashi explained that everyone holds, like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that it's muta b'hano. Well, the shaila is, if you have business, can you be paid it for a legitimate reason? According to the Tanakame, paidim lachin l'klobim, so you can be paid it. According to the Yeshayimrim, ain't paidim lachin l'klobim, so even though it's mutabano, but, there's nothing but to be paid it for. Ain't paidim as akadoshim lachin l'klobim. That's what Ein Poydim. So Taisves Taimulari Avogav the Ein Poydim, even though he holds Ein Poydim. So Lachaire, it has no value to Hegdish. Nimel, it should be a Din Mila. לאחר שנשרף ונעשה איפל. What would happen if this chometz would become burnt and become ashes? Then yochel if doisa yemuta bano, then he could be poided and it's muta bano. L'chayra taisis means to ask as follows. Afilu yohod ein poiden es hakadoshim l'achilon l'klovim. That does not mean that it's worthless to hegdish. Let hegdish go, and theoretically, hegdish could burn the chometz. When hegdish burns the chometz, the agavulcha taisus did not learn like Rashi that it's going according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Taisus learned it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda that chometz is also bahano. Frektach taisus, and if you hold poidim, you could sell it to agoy. If you hold ain't poidim, nothing but to do with it. Frektach taisus, no, you have something but to do with it. Hegdish theoretically could have made this chometz eifer. When the chometz would become eifer, then when the chometz will become eifer, so then it's muta bano, and then there's no din of ein poidin anymore. Eifer is not roi lachila, so you can do whatever you want with it. Is memela, that's teis viskasha. Teima lari, avagav the ein poidin, nimo. The la'ache shen nisra, after this chometz would have been burnt, the nasa eifer, yochel livdoisoi, umutabano, so it's called, there's a shavius to it. That means, if this person who was moyel, this person who ate up chomet shel hegdish, he wouldn't have done what he would have done. Bezdin could have had a bull. Bezdin could have burnt all the chomets and made it eifa, and then they'll sell eifa in Pesach. So it has a value to hegdish. Yeshloima emphatoisvis, the kivin the kemoishu who achshav loishav imidik. That's true. If Bezdin would have done this, it would have become worth money to Hegdish. But the way it is now it's not Eifa. Now there's no market for this Chometz. Taisus says, and this is the Teretz, I mean, this Kasha you asked, you can ask a Kasha on another Halach. The chol yisurei ano im mekadshim ben mishi. He's not allowed to be mekadosh anisha with yisurei ano. Now nisrof, and with all, he can't be mekadosh anisha. Af al gav the chol an nisrof and af ramuta. Kol nisrof and af ramuta. So he's giving us something. You have to process it yet. You have to make it eifa. But there's a potential value in this yisurei ano. That's called aponim chadoshes. You look what it is now. The chamoishu achshav loishav amidi. That's not called, he's giving her money. That's not called momin, because the way it is now, it is worthless. Also won't help. The hosam chazilacha pesach chomeshu ben. There the lomdis is because this chometz, the way it is worth money after pesach. So it's considered his Hashem moment now. But this chometz is worthless. I can make it into eifer. That's upon them chadoshes. After it changes, it'll get a value that does not give it a value now in the state that it is now of chometz and not eifer. Boydish loyma, second teretz, hodem mekachin bi yisurei ano, teisest psabom bekashe, lochoyre every yisurei ano, she should be mekudish because there's a potential value of eifa. I know eiched the less bei shove plute, lechsheye eifa. Could be, it's speaking about that eifa is not such an expensive commodity, so it could be in its whole form, it's worth a shava pluta. If you'll make it eifa, it won't be worth a shava pluta. So memela, that's why not mekudish. Well, the tiritz kame kosher, according to the first teretz. The first teretz of Taisvus was that lemaise, it's not called shava momain, because you have to make upon them chadoshes. Kosher, chose beine shaloike derechano. Lechoyre, it has a value that Bezdin could sell it, Taisus, for people, they should derive benefit, Shalaika Derech Hano. Again, if Taisus holds Shalaika Derech is Mutal Agamri, it's very good Taisus Kashe. If Taisus holds it's Osami Darabonum, it's not so Poshe Taisus Kashe. Leirei wants to say, but since it's muta tachayla shein beisakone, some astame, Bezdin could get a medical list from the doctors, all the chaylim shein beisakone, and they could send them a brochure what they have to sell for them, and it's roi shalai kederich hanot. So that's how the Leireim says. So even though it's also mit rabbanu, but for chaylim shein beisakone, it's muta. Hoder bei ravach. So the Gemara said that Rav Acha, who had said that according to Rav Yehuda, chametz is chametz shel hegdish, chametz shel akum is muta b'achila b'ano, he was chayzer. Taimet the bepeire kama dechulon oma savrua hamoni Rav Yehuda, that this memory goes according to Rav Yehuda. The oma, now this is going according to Rav Yehuda, and what does it say in this memory? It says as follows. Chemtzom shel oivrei aveire. You go to a yid, Achmon and Itzlon, a whole Pesach, he had chometz in his possession. He was over bal yiro and bal yemotzei. Too big on the soin. Didn't want to get rid of his chometz. Abol la'achar ha-Pesach, now you'll go to this yid, who had his store open the whole Pesach, and he was selling chometz. La'achar ha-Pesach, you go to him after Pesach, mut his store and buy chometz from him, and you can rest assured that this is mutadik yechametz. This is goyish yechametz. Because he's machlis. And the Gemara says in Chulun that this halach is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. In fact, the place is Shem Shemayim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, chometz shel akum is also bahano after Pesach. That's what the Gemara says, Oda bei Rav Acha. So memele, so since it's also bahano, so how can you ever buy with this avayim? The goyish chometz is also bahano. That comes going to the Havin of Rav Acha. Therefore he said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's mutter. Rabbi Netam for Rishlav Davke Miyad. Doesn't mean that as soon as the Zman is 8:42, that does not mean 8:43, you knock on the door and you buy chometz by him. Lav davke miyat, datzor sheishir la'achlet. I mean, afilu, the way Lim Poshib shot, he has to go over to the goy, and he's going to be machlet. Hu adin sheichom etzeroi lasi sacher Pesach. So pshat is, no, he goes over to the goy after Pesach. That means if this man is 8:42, so there's a sign, 10:42, kemishen kaifen chomets, though, it's mutadikah chomets. He goes and takes all his osadikah chomets, he goes to the goy, listen, I have some stale chametz. I'll give you a bargain. Make me some fresh chametz. So memele, so the fresh chametz that the guy makes after Pesach, so versteht sich, that chametz is mutabahana. Mutabachila. Ravashi omar dekule alme. So Ravashi said, everyone holds that the impoidness of kadoshim lachila leklov. And the shaila is, everyone holds in place of Doshim Lachilim Laklov. Bedov Agim Lamam Alav Kimamadov. The Shaila is how you hold. If all the B.A.C. Aglili. So that Adin Meile. Because a person could be Paide. And use it Lassik Yetachas Tavshilai. If you hold like the Rabbonon. So you can't be Paide because you have nothing what to do with it. It's also Bama. Goshali. Hei Chigasin. Higasin Yedukul Alma Paidim. So why is it called worthless? The igoris ain't poidin. If we're goiris, that everyone knows ain't poidin. Why are you more? What are you going to do with it? What can you do with this chometz? If he can't give it a kill, what can he do? Yishleim ed agasini nein poid, v'afal gav nein poidim, v'achal leklovim, mikol mokim shori lahasik tachas tavshil. That's what Rashi said also. He's permitted to use it as fuel. Uch de perishis, the hoch ed ikdushis domim, nein poidim id arabonon. This whole din of nein poidim is only a din darabonon, because it's speaking back dushis domim. Like gozul rabonon, ushleil achil leklovim, alheichad, yeah. And the Rabbanu only goes that you can't be machalit for a keller. But to burn it, to use it as fuel, you're allowed to use it as fuel. Since it's the whole thing is an ein poidim mid Rabbanu. אבל היכד אין פוידן מדי רייסה, but if you have something that was once a קדושס הגוף, and then it became a קדושס דומה, if they had a לוחס מדי רייסה, you're not פוידן, and היכד איקה קדושס הגוף, אין פוידן אפילו להסיק, then you can't be פוידן אפילו להסיק תחת תפשילה, then there's no difference. תוסניה בפרק בייס לבחוירס, אם מייסו יקוורו, speaking about psulei hamekdoshim, imeisu yikaveiru. Kama hosom, imai da imeisu yikaveiru, mishim da boya moda varocha. So the more want to say, why have to be mekabaret? Because you can't be poided, because by the pigeon you need a moda varocha, that the baby must be able to stand on its two feet, that they should be able to be mishayel its true value. If it's dead, so you don't have a moda varocha. In fact, the Gemara, how do you know that that's the reason? Maybe the reason is, could be you don't need Hamot of Arochet. No, if you have a dead animal already, so the whole pigeon would be Lachilon Leklovim, and the whole Dain Poydim Sakadoshim Lachilon Leklovim. In fact, this is Vashti, time of Shem Dain Poydim, Amaye Kaveil, Varoy Lasike Tachas Tavshile, our Gemara says we hold Dain Poydim, Lafal Pekin, you could be Poydim Lasike Tachas Tavshile. אלבאד מי דער רייסע אין חילק מינא טייער איף דז דין מינא טייער אין פיידן דן דז נו דיפרנס סו וואט יא קען דו וויט איט איף יא קען גיב איט א קעלב אור ברן איט אַ גמאר דאט זאז דז דין דער אין פיידן אין אקורדינג טו יויס א גלילי קען בי פייד דער סיקע טאג האט טאפשילוי דז איז גוינג אין אין פיידן דער אבונן באק טו שס דאמים ניר דז א דיפרנס ביטווין טו גיב טו א קעלב אור טו ברן וכן לאל דרשינן ויעתו משלך לכלב כל איסורים שבתוירה, אסירי אפילו לעסוק, that means מן התוירה, if there's a drosha ולאי לכלב, it's not only ולאי לכלב, it's any other sort of, besides אכילה סודם. אם אם דרייס אין לחלק בהנות, ואם תוימה, וכתך תויסווס לרבונון, according to the רבונון, Amai loimol according to the rabbonon, it's worthless tagdish. Why is it worthless tagdish? Because it's also bano. Ayid can't be paided. Because it's also bano. A guy can't be paided to eat. Because I'm paid as a doshim chil la klom. Vaytach taisus im tem rabbon amai loimol al hagdish yochel limke lenochi al menashe yasikeno lefono. Taisus says, that the whole Israel, by Hegdish the Rabbonon is, you're not allowed to give it a caliph teeth, but you're allowed to burn it. So, Ibazoi, so Bezen has now right a booming business. In the middle of Pesach, Bezen can sell all its chomets to Goyim, Goyim only. And what are you afraid? The Goy is not allowed to eat it. So we'll put up on the sign that you have to use, we're selling mamish very cheap chomets, And you have to use it for fuel, and it'll be lefano. It has to be lefnei hegdish, so hegdish should check up to see that he's not eating it. So Taisa seems to say that even though you made up with the goy that he should burn it lefano, the goy could still eat it somehow. That's the ritus loshna Taisus. Very unclear. If it's lefnei hegdish, so they can see he's eating it or not. The Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz, when the Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz asks this kasha, Yochel limke lenochi al menashe sikenu lefoneinu, so Taisus says, Veshlemet de gazrin in shema yochel a Yisrael. That means if you have chomets around, and the Yisrael is standing there, he might come eat the chomets. That's what the Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz says. Now, after the whole sugya, we're going to stumble upon a very, very bakanta shitas ha-toisviz, which is very debatable. Now, umikan moichiyach ri. Now, the ri had a kasha on our sugya. Our sugya, the last lashon said that according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, your moil by chomet shall hegdish. What is the meila? Why your moil? Because a yid could be paid to the chomet. It's mutabano. Amanas lasik eitachas tavshila. But the riga har takashe. What do you mean he's going to be paid the chomet? Amanas lasik eitachas tavshila. As soon as he's paid it, becomes his chomet, and he's over bal yiro. What's tutzach? He's going to be masik tachas tavshila. He's over bal yiro bechol rega verega. So he can't do such a thing. Umikan moichiyachri shahamashe chometz bePesach. A person has chometz in Pesach. He has tons of it. Vidatoy levaroi, and he has intention, he's gonna burn it. Masike tachas tavshile. How much can one eat in one meal? So we're not speaking about one meal, we're speaking about 20 meals. He's gonna be paid this chometz in Pesach, and he puts it away. Mamishahara, he has bundles of chometz in his pantry now. He's gonna put it away. Almanas lasike tachas tavshiloi. He's not over Bal Yero. He's going to burn it. It's not Bal Yero. The Amrit over. Because if you'll say that he's over Bal Yero, Akati Amay Mola Rabbi Yosi. So how could there be a Din Mila? Who could be paid it? Or Miyad Kshe Yivda Isa Yushaloi. Or Maida Rabbi Yosi Shalochi Ataroya. So Mimela, it's impossible to be paid it. Elevadai loy ovas, avadai gevis, he's not over on Bal Yero. Vetaime, mishum, I it says loy ro velo yemotze, loy ro nitik le esay, but the love of Bal Yero is nitik le esay, lekach, the esay of Tashbisa, lekach ain't over, kshemevaroy le besayf. So if eventually he goes and burns it, eventually he's mekayim Tashbisa, so he never was over Bal Yero. And this Taisvis, the Shagasaya, goes to town, and he vehemently disagrees with the Ri. He says, Amoyredike Maise, that you're allowed to be over an Avere, because Lava Nitikle Esse, I have an Esse. He says, Shayma Shemaim, Agoizel Amanas L'Shalem, the Gemara says, Nezen Neshech, Agoim Amanas L'Shalem Tashlumei Kefal, the Agoim Amanas L'Meike, the person wants to steal, he'll give it back to them. I'll give it back to them after 10 days. So the Gemara says it's Icha also. You're not allowed to do such a thing. It's a lava nitik less. Is it a lava nitik less? It only means you don't get malchus for it. It doesn't mean that they'll mishtel them get their shishi in the states for the Mizrach band. There was brennan for those. No, pshat is, you won't get malchus. That's a lav and it's a class, you won't get malchus, but it's sicha not oike the lav le mafreya, as they tiny to shagisarye, it's not oike that does not give a person a permission in a heter to be over a lav, because he has intentions to eventually to be mekayim their site. He has a multitude of rayas from the Gemara we learned, Yotze Shemba will be learning, that there's no such thing that you're allowed to hold chometz, even though you have good intentions, eventually to burn. So that he disagrees with Taisvis. No, the Shaila is, what do you do with Taisvis Kasha? Taisvis says, Taisvis over here. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, chometz is worth money to Gavoya, because people can be paid it. So the Kasha was, how can you be paid it? And as soon as you're paid it, you're over Bal Yero. So the Shagasayah says, you're paid it, Pochis Mikizayas. You're paid it a Chotzishir. Be paid a Chotzishir, and that you're not over Bal Yero. What is the din if your Chotzishir is also Minatayah? How can you do such a thing? So the Shagasayah says a beautiful svar. The whole halacha that Chotzishir is also Minatayah, is because it's chazi litztarufi. That means as follows. Let's say by midi de achila, if I ate now a chatzi zayis, so the Torah asked it why? Because this chatzi zayis is a potential zayis. That means what'll be eight a chatzi zayis now, and Torah kedei achilas pras in the next 4 minute period, I'm gonna eat another chatzi zayis. So lemais I be chayiv on it. So since it's chazi litztarufi, that means it's a potential mechayev b'shaitoi, so there's one man diyom, the old chatzishir is also minatayr. But he says if a person possesses a half a zayis of chometz, for this half a zayis, and he possesses this half a zayis 1 o'clock, and he has this, so mamela, on 1 o'clock he'll never be over anything. The worst that can come about is 5 after 1, he'll get another half a zayis. So he's then over. Now he has a Zayis of Chometz. But 1 o'clock, possessing a half a Zayis of Chometz, 1 o'clock, it is never a potential Mechayiv. I'll never become a Chuyiv from 1 o'clock. When I'll purchase another half a Zayis 2 minutes after one, so it's not retroactive that I'm over from 1 o'clock, I'm over from 2 after 1. So, Achatzi Zayis Gabi the Isser of Bal Yero is never a potential Mechayiv. It's never Chozi Litzarufi. That means this mitzad atzmai will never be b'shas, it is a chatzi shir, I will never be over on it. So memele, so here there's no din chatzi shir. So that is pshat in the Gemara. Pshat in the Gemara is that he could be poide, poches, poches, mikizayis, and be masik tachas tafshilah.